being a versatile actor. Pinter loved me.
Pinter
taught me this. So everyone will do it together. Ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Quick breathing exercise. Slag. Slag.
Slag.
Slag.
All right, chums, happy new year. Welcome to Tidbits Pod. This is just a quick one because you probably hear it in my voice. I'm not feeling 100%, but I thought I'd let you in on the plan, and I'm going to sort of lay out my stall for 2026. Not a stool, laying out my stall. And yeah, I'm going to let you know what the bloody hell is happening. And yeah, this year, I think this is the year where I'm actually going to make this good, and I'm going to try and be consistent, and yeah, ultimately, I want this, I'm going to make Tidbits Pod break even, money-wise, and we're going to have lots of fun, and yeah, it should be pretty cool. But ultimately, though, the true measure of this doing all right, what is a good year, is just its existence, really. Like, the fact that I haven't binned it off means that I'm still enjoying it, or at least I'm enjoying the idea of it, sort of thing. So because every month, right, I get the email. It's sort of before the payment goes in, I get this message, and it says oh hey there, buddy, We're gonna take another tenner soon. Are you gonna delete this, or should we keep it going? And so far for the years, I've been like, yeah, I'll keep it. And if I'm gonna keep it, why not sort of build on it? So let's make the plan. So let's ask ChatGPT. Right, should have got this ready. ChatGPT. com. Hooray! What can I help with? So yeah, let's ask it what makes a good podcast. So let's see. Hi there. I hope you're having a good evening. Please, when you get a moment, can you please tell me, like, it's us, what does a good podcast need in order to do well? And by well, I mean have a lot of nice listeners. No pricks. Many thanks. Enter. Hi there! I am having a good evening, thank you. Oh, it's so nice. But, that's a great question. I also really like how you defined doing well and blah, 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 blah. So let's go through. It says, short answer, a podcast needs to earn attention, build trust, and make people want to come back. How it does that breaks down in a few non-negotiables. Okay, it's very, we are not having a dialogue here. This is it, and it's not debatable. We are not negotiating. So, number one, be clear about why it exists. Listeners should get it. Listeners should get it fast. Who is this for? What do I get out of it? Laughs, insight, comfort, stories, usefulness. Why this show versus 10 others? If you can't explain the show in one tight sentence, listeners won't stick around. So, okay. So, Tidbits Pod, It's a kind of anti-podcast. It's a podcast that's trying to make itself, trying to build itself from within itself. No, it's Jack Tidball talking about stuff. But below that, it's me probably wanting to be liked and wanting to make money somehow. Is that all right? But I know we're too far in to get a proper like subject and stuff, aren't we? Like imagine the drop off if it suddenly, you know, if this just became a podcast. What would the subject be? Like exclusively about fucking Robert Mugabe or the Nintendo Switch or whatever. Like welcome to Switchbit Pod or whatever the Mugabe pun would be. But okay, hold on, new tab, Wikipedia. Was there ever a crossover between the two? Okay, let's dive in. So, Robert Mugabe, good looking lad. Boom! Robert Gabriel Mugabe, born 21st of February 1924, died on the 6th of September 2019, was a Zimbabwean revolutionary and politician who served as a leader of Zimbabwe from 1980 till he was deposed in a coup in 2017. Beautiful. Okay, let's leave that. Wikipedia. So 2019 is when he died. Let's put this in. Nintendo Switch. Gravy. The Nintendo Switch, blah, 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 is a video game console. I'll never get used to saying video games. I don't know why. Maybe that's my age. Anyway, it's a video game console developed by Nintendo and released worldwide in most regions March the 3rd, 2017. Hang on. So, the Switch came out on March the 3rd, 2017. And when was that coup again? Robert Mugabe's coup was on the 21st of November. So was he... There was an overlap. And maybe the Nintendo Switch... Maybe... Was it available to buy in... Yeah, world release. 2017, March the 3rd. So maybe, you know, if he's got a high quality internet retailer available to him, he's got one there. And that's probably what pushed his demise. Well, his political demise. He didn't die till a couple of years later. So yeah, the Nintendo Switch would have been around for about half a year before the Zimbabwean coup. And then Robert died a couple of years later, 2019. And what the fuck are we talking about this for? On the points, ChatGPT boy. Okay, well, what we've just done there, have we been clear about why this exists? This exists so I don't do the Nintendo Switch Mugabe chat. Don't make it go down that road. Number one. Okay. Number two. Nail the audio. Brackets. More than you think. So more than I'm thinking, I should be thinking about audio. People forgive average content faster than bad sound. Clean, consistent volume. No echo, hiss, or wildly different mic levels. Comfortable pacing, not rushed, not sleepy. Wow! I've actually got a good mic, so this should sound all right. It says you don't need a studio grade. No, you don't need studio grade gear, but you do need clarity. Bad audio feels like work. And yeah, I think we're all right on the audio front. Number three, start strong and fast. So the first 30 to 60 seconds decide everything. Skip long theme songs and rambling intros. Oh dear. Tell people what's coming now. Signal the value immediately. Value is coming immediately. Here, this way to the value. And think, here's why this episode is worth your time. Oh, right, yeah. Number three is a problem. This is not, you know, this is not for winners, this podcast. This is just people who want a bit of fun or whatever. I don't know. So, yeah, okay, anyway. So I can bin off the music at the start, tighten up the intros or whatever. I think I'm just going to do quotes now rather than song puns, but we'll see. Oh, yeah, man. Number four, deliver a consistent vibe. Fucking vibe. So consistency builds trust. Same general format, same tone. Like, it's serious, playful, intimate, nerdy, etc. Same release schedule if possible. That's what I'm going to try. I'm going to try and do every sort of Wednesday or Thursday, maybe, see what happens. And people subscribe because they know what they're signing up for. And yeah, guys, get onto Spotify, because that's the only one I look at. So if you're on there, then, well, I don't know, actually. Do what you bloody like. But yeah, if you want me to see, well, why would you? Just listen. I'm always trying to get people to sort of message in and say, yeah, I'm listening. But just listen, guys. Like, you know, do your thing. So what's the vibe? I'm not sure. Anyway, as long as it's consistent. number five, respect the listener's time. Great podcasts are edited. Cut repetition and inside jokes that don't land. That's the whole thing, isn't it, really? Let silences breathe. But don't drift. End when the episode has said what it needs to say. Tight beats long almost every time. Tight beats long almost every time. So, tight beats long, guys. It's like a sexual paper, rock, paper, scissors sort of thing. So tight beats long. Wet beats tight. And long beats wet. There you go. That's gross. And you can figure out the gestures for yourselves and have a game with a loved one. Or alone, whatever. So yeah, number five, respect the listener's time. Have a game of sexual rock, paper, scissors. I keep wanting to say paper, scissors, stone, because that's what people call it out here. But yeah, rock, paper, scissors, let's keep it true. Anyway, number six, be human, not perfect. Listeners connect to people, not polish. Maybe that means Polish. Either way, whatever. Honest reactions, real curiosity, willingness to be wrong or surprised. Oh, really? Well, well, I thought the opposite. You know, I think they're completely wrong. So, yeah, I'm not willing to accept that. And the best podcasts feel like you're sitting in the room, not listening to a performance. Yeah, okay. And number seven, give them a reason to come back. This is huge. You need ongoing themes, a clear perspective or voice, emotional payoff, learning, laughter, comfort, motivation. One good episode gets a listen, a pattern gets a subscriber. Lovely. Okay, number eight, make it easy to share. Growth comes from you'd love this moments, memorable lines, clear episode titles, a distinct point of view. If listeners can't explain why they like it, then they won't recommend it. Yeah, that's a big one, because this is kind of unshareable, isn't it? Like, imagine if you didn't directly fucking know me, and if you hadn't known me for fucking years and years, how the hell are you gonna like, say, oh yeah, just listen to fucking Tidbits Pod. It's, you know, it's talking about why it's shit and how it's going to be better, and maybe book reviews sometimes and whatever. But anyway, yeah, actually, yeah, guys, I'm going to throw everything at this year. So I think I'm going to do like sleep videos or what? No, not videos, fucking hell. like help you get to sleep audio and book reviews and whatever else. I'm just going to record any old thing that comes in my mind and just put it out. But number nine, ChatGPT, The Big Truth. A podcast doesn't have to be for everyone. It has to be for someone really well. Okay. If you want, tell me what kind of podcast you're thinking about. Solo versus co-host versus interview. That could be another rock, paper, scissors variant. Fun project or a serious goal. I can help you pressure test the idea or shape it into something sticky. I wonder if this knows about Tidbits Pod, actually. Hi there. Me again. Sorry to trouble you. I was just wondering, have you heard of Tidbits Pod before? Many thanks, Jack Tidball. Right, searching the web. Yep. Oh, yep. Okay, I have heard of Tidbits Pod. It's an actual podcast you've created or are very closely associated with. And it's out there on platforms like Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and more. Here's a quick snapshot of what the Tidbits Pod looks like. This is good. Okay, so Tidbits Pod, the basics. Maybe it only does this because it knows my computer or something, but wow. Okay, so Tidbits Pod is mostly... Oh no, this is just what I've written about the bloody thing. So this is... it's a mostly comedy podcast that covers basically anything and everything. Random chats, stories, impressions, weird moments, and humorous takes on life and pop culture, according to Apple Podcasts. It's been going since around 2020 and has dozens of episodes. Whew. Episodes are often informal, recorded at home, like in Taichung, Taiwan, according to iHeart. The tone is pretty freeform and playful. Not narrowly topic focused. Okay, we're already describing why it's shit. It's categorized under comedy and personal journals from the good people at Rephonic. Some episodes have explicit language labels. You've got it distributed on the usual platforms. Distributed. Whatever. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Patreon-supported links, etc. And it's very much a creator-driven indie show. What that means for you as the creator. Because Tidbits Pod doesn't follow a super rigid format or niche, it has creative freedom, which is great. But also means growth and finding your perfect audience can be a bit of a slow build. Totally normal for indie shows. The free-flowing style can definitely attract listeners who feel like they're hanging out with a friend over a coffee. If you'd like feedback on how to grow your listener base or shape the podcast in a way that attracts more of the nice people you mentioned earlier, I can help with that too. Smiley face. Just let me know what direction you're talking about. That's actually pretty fucking nice, but... pretty much, it's probably just read my search history. But, you know, if you do have to, if you do want to tell people about it, just give them the ChatGPT link. I think that's broadly positive. So, yeah, magic. And let's summarize. So what's the plan for this year? Number one, I'm going to get an episode out most weeks, maybe Wednesdays, Thursdays. Number two, I'm looking to break even, and beyond that, maybe accumulate generational wealth. Why not? And number three, I want to get some interviews under the belt. So I want to get good at interviewing So then I can get some nice guests, but I can't get nice guests without interviewing. And at this moment, unless they're friends of mine, I'm too scared to sort of reach out. What the hell am I gonna, you know what I mean? Like, dear Michael Palin, can you talk with me? He's, you know, it's not even going to fucking get the light of day. But yeah, if I do get any guests, just make sure that you reach out to them and you're nice to them and you thank them and stuff and apologize for me being whatever. I don't know. It'll be fine if it happens. And if you want to get involved, if you've got some stories or recommendations or whatever, if you just want to hang, whatever, the best thing you can do is just send me a message. And yeah, tell a friend. Get them to ask ChatGPT about it and see if it actually shows up on their search engine or whatever. If you want to send me a message, by the way, the email address is actually just linked to my Instagram now, or the show's Instagram. So if you go on at TidbitsPo, TidbitsPo, don't you just love it when people spell stuff for you? Like, you know, or even better if they, you know, if they spell just the easy part and not the hard part. So if it's like, okay, yeah, that's Mikhail Gorbachev, Gorbachev.net. Yeah, that's Mikhail Gorbachev.net. But anyway, well, great. Nice one. And at Tidbits Pod. No, at Tidbits Pod without the D. I need to change that, don't I? At Tidbits Po, TidbitsPo. Or yeah, TidbitsPod@protonmail.com. Anyway, the next few episodes, they're all pre-recorded. I've got a little archive backed up. I've been recording since October. So I'm just going to pop those out over the next few weeks. And yeah, we're cooking. And I think I'll call them the lost tapes or something. So, you know, something else that can baffle the casual listener. And perfect. And anyway, guys, thanks for this one. Been a bit of a rambler. You could probably hear the back of my nose is really hurting now, as is my voice. But we live, we learn, we progress, we succeed. And beautiful. Anyway, adios for now, chums. See you later.